1 John 2:15 and 16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Why not love the world? What's wrong with the joy that comes to my heart and the affection I feel for the streets of my old hometown? Especially when I go back and see the little one-room schoolhouse where I began my education, or the old farm with its big red ramshackle barn and the rambling two-story house. What's wrong with my feeling when I go outside today and stand beside the creek that runs through our backyard, or glance up and gaze at the awesome majesty of Pike's Peak? Wasn't the world made by God? And doesn't the Bible say, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good? Yes, of course it does. But this passage is not talking about that. John is talking about an attitude of rebellion against God, the worldly ambition, vanity, and pride that permeates our society, all that traps us into forgetting God and make us antagonistic to the will of God. That's what we are to love not. Remember when Jesus taught the parable of the sower? And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. I watched a cornfield be destroyed by weeds. We had a neighbor who planted a field of corn and cultivated it once, and then left it alone. Every farmer in the state of Iowa knows that you have to cultivate corn 3 times, but he cultivated it once. After the crop had been ruined, my older brother asked him why he had done it. Well, he said, it was just an experiment. In the parable, Jesus spoke of 2 things, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Cares can sap my vigor, and riches can divert my faith. The real reason for not loving this world is found in the context. The world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. It is the basic problem of setting our affections on the temporal rather than the eternal. We are prone to be short-sighted, to begin to grab for things that are in the world and not see as God sees or love as God loves. So the Apostle John is trying to protect us from a life of frustration and disappointment. The world, in all of its tinsel, glitter, and empty praise, cannot satisfy. All we do is pour our affections down a rat hole when we set our minds on the things of this world. What a waste! May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.